Hello and welcome back. As always, I'm Marsh and I'm joined by my friend Artie over here.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
So, oh, yes.
I was gonna say what we're doing today.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Today we're gonna be doing would you rather questions.
Yes, it's gonna be fun. But before that, let's talk. So, how have you
Oof.
been, Marsh?
Oh, you know how I've been. I've texted you about
Yes, you did. You did.
it. Basically, I am doing very interestingly. It's not like anything bad necessarily happened. I got some new information.
Yes,
Let's say that.
let's call it not tea, but matcha latte information. Because it's disgusting. I very much do not like matcha latte. Matcha lattes are gross.
Yeah, I don't like matcha lattes either. No
Yeah.
offense to anyone who does.
Exactly. It's just not my cup of tea, you know?
Yeah, my cup of tea is literally chai, so.
Same, same. Especially
Oh
in
my god,
winter.
chai. Oh my
Chai in
god.
winter.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I love it. But
Same.
so yes, we are doing would you rather questions. Oh wait, I forgot to talk about what I'm doing. All
Yes,
right.
bitch.
Yeah, sorry. I think last episode I actually edited and I forgot to talk about what I was doing. I literally finished editing last night.
My God.
And it did premiere today. Like it released today. Like our schedule right now looks like it's gonna be every other Wednesdays at 12, Eastern European summertime.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
Could slightly change depending on if the job that I applied to calls me.
And it also depends on, like, if I'm gonna get a job during starting September, if I'm not, because if I am, I will still continue once every 2 weeks, maybe more, depending on how we'll do, of course.
Bestie, you're gonna try to get a job in September?
Yes, I do actually have one sort of lined up. Like, I have an interview lined up. Like, they called me in the start of June, no, start of July, and they said, like, that right now they don't need, like, they were looking for a cashier, and since I'm not 18, I can't work the cash register. So they said that they will call me back when it's closer to autumn. So, like, ask me for a job, offer me a job essentially. Because, like, right now they don't need any more storage workers, like, no more workers. And so, and, like, the manager's also, da my manager's daughter also works, like, just like I plan to work, like, during school time. So she can, so I'm gonna have a lot of support, you know?
Oh
I
my God, look at
know.
you.
I know. Supportive managers.
Oh
Rarity.
my God.
But yes, also tomorrow, like today's 19th of July, which is a Wednesday. Tomorrow at like 6 p.m., I have a plane to catch
Oh yeah.
to the UK. I'm flying there for 2 weeks. That's why we are recording this right now, so I can edit it today. So I could, because like I'm not taking my laptop with me to the UK because I don't have the. Like, I didn't get a bag add on, so I can't add a laptop. Take a laptop with me. So today I'm gonna also be finishing editing this today, and like scheduling everything for Wednesday in 2 weeks. All right, I got that out of the way. Yes, as Marsh said, we are doing would you rather questions. Yes, let me screen share. Let's hope it works as seamlessly as before.
Yeah, we had like a whole thing where we fucked up a little bit.
Yeah, last time I started screen sharing. But it worked out. It worked
Yeah.
out. So, would you rather have a great memory or a great sense of humor?
I mean, I already have a great sense of humor. My memory is shit, though.
Same, same.
Yeah.
So a great memory. And let's, like, we're gonna be, like, awarding ourselves, like, a point system. We get a point for each one that we guess with, like, the majority. Like, the majority. We get a point
for
each. And we're gonna
be doing that, I'm gonna prepare, like, a piece of paper and a pen.
Yeah, please do. Like, yeah. What we're gonna also do is, I'm gonna ask one to you, and then you're gonna ask one to me. Like, we're doing, like, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, you know.
Yes, I communicate in this language that you speak. give me a sec.
Yes, yes.
Alright, got it.
Okay, so... you choose great memory.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Let's see if the public thinks the same. And yes, you got the majority. God. Barely.
Oh my god.
53 to 47.
So I get a point.
You get a point, yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Ugh, yes. Like, I understand your thought process. Having great memory is, like, would be better than having a great sense of humor, since having great memory, you could make better jokes, essentially, about your past and your past trauma.
Oh my god, so true. But my thought process was like that, but also... if you have a falling out with someone, you can remember so much more shit they did, and you can shit talk so easily.
So you have ulterior motives.
Well, I have motives, let's say that.
Alrighty. Wait, now you ask me.
Okay, alrighty. Would you rather have unsupporting friends or have no friends at all?
Yikes. So my thought process here is that I'm going to feel, like, more depressed if I have unsupported anything. Like, unsupported family, unsupporting friends. And I would actually want to kill myself. And having no friends, in my opinion, makes me just look like a fucking nerd who's always keeps to himself and fucking reads. So, of course, I'm going to choose, I'd rather have no friends.
All right.
And I got the majority. 71-29.
A very large majority at that.
Yeah. So everybody has, like, a similar thought process to me. Okay, Mark. So, would you rather always have the urge to poop or always have the urge to pee?
Interesting. I mean, okay, let's think about this.
let's think about this. I'm gonna like think about my thought process a bit here. So, always have the urge to poop. What poop are we talking about? Are we talking about diarrhea? Are we talking about, like, the smelly, stinking bombs?
Oh,
or are we just talking small? Like, small poopies. Where are we?
I'm gonna say that. Let's say we're talking about, like, your everyday run of the mill, you know?
Everyday run of the mill for me is diarrhea.
What?
Freaking lactose intolerance.
Oh!
Like, everything has milk.
It sucks
ass. And I don't have those magic pills to, like, help me digest lactose, and, like, I haven't gotten them for this month, so I have to stick another month without having them. It's fucking sucks.
Wait, how the fuck did I not know that you're lactose intolerant? You never told me.
I've told everybody that.
You haven't told me.
I have.
Bestie.
Every time we went and got coffee at that place,
liar!
I told you.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, my God. I did.
You fucking liar.
I've had this for years.
You fucking liar!
I'm not lying. I swear, I told you.
No, honey,
I swear, I told you.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, let's do a little experiment. I'm gonna text Evelyn and ask if she knew that you're lactose intolerant.
Oh shit. Sure, go ahead.
Alright, perfect.
I think she knows I do, because she has bullied me for it, I think. She has bullied me
Evelyn
for
everything. Evelyn bullies everyone for everything.
Exactly, because I'm Amalia also has bullied me for being lactose intolerant.
Oh, I should text Amalia too.
I mean, like, I think she knows already, because, yeah, I think she knows.
How do
you not know? Either your memory is shit.
You didn't tell me!
I did tell you! Oh my god!
Oh my god.
No way I didn't tell you. No fucking way.
Well, it's either that you didn't tell me, you son of a bitch, you goddamn liar, or my memory is shit, or both of our memories are shit, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck!
I think it's a lather. What?
Okay, Evelyn texted back, she said that she knew.
What did I tell you?
Shut the fuck up!
Anyway, back to this.
Back at it.
Back at it again. Always have the urge to poop or the urge to pee.
For me,
maybe look at it also through health wise.
Yeah.
Urge to pee means that you're always like hydrated. Your skin is gonna be shiny from all the water you have. You won't have, like, a dry skin, because I think that's also an issue with being just dehydrated.
Yeah.
It still means that you eat a lot, and maybe that eating a lot also resembles that you're eating shit food that gives you diarrhea.
You're dragging me!
Think about it.
No, I was gonna choose the piss one either way, because at least for me, I am like a world-class champion at holding in piss.
Same, honey, same. And you're with the majority.
I swear to God.
70 to 30, damn.
Good.
Damn, get a point.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit. This is the wrong question for the wrong person. Oh shit.
Oh my god. You're gonna be joining me. The only men you have in your life is the Xiao poster in your bedroom above your bed.
I don't even have a poster. Only men I have are literally Genshin men.
What about Star Rail men?
Alright, I am also Star Rail men. Oh my god.
Did you see Blade?
I did, but he's an ass, and I'm not getting him because he's depending on sacrificial health, and I do not want to build him a sacrificial health. I wanted to build him as a nuke, and then I realized what he actually does. So, yeah.
Listen, the only reason I'm not pulling for Blade is because I'm saving for our goddess and savior, Kafka.
Of course. Like, the one who literally made us.
I know, and like... Oh.
Spoilers. Spoilers. More spoilers.
Okay. For me, I got sold when she pulled out the guns.
I see.
Powerful woman with gun.
I see.
Okay, Come we later. Got off track. We got off track.
Yeah, again, off track.
Okay, so Arnie, would you rather find your true love but lose your career? Or have a sex dyslexia.
That seems
have a successful career without love.
Without love. Oh, either I find love and lose my essentially my career that I'm like right now planning on being, or have a successful career but be a stoner. No, a loner. Stoner is who's addicted to weed. I'm not addicted to any kind of drugs, so a loner.
Our future, I'm a stoner and then you're a loner.
Yeah. Yes, I'm a loner. This is hard.
Okay, but like, how about you tell us what your dream career would be?
Like, right now, I'm fluctuating between two. It's either going into microbiology or going in pharmacy. I still don't know which one I'm going to choose. Like, both are really good options for me because I like very much like both. But at the same time, there's also the small urge to become a content creator.
That's some nerd shit.
It is some nerd shit. Like, I'm not doing anything physical. I'm not a physical person. Like, I have extremely, like, weak arms. And I can barely open a jar of pickles. So, I don't know what I'm gonna do without a man's in my life, you know?
And yet, you worked at my last workplace this year.
I did, and I shattered 3 bottles.
Oh, I shattered a few too many bottles. Don't even worry about it. Oh, no. Since I don't work there anymore, I can tell this story.
Tell.
So, for context, last year, I worked at a supermarket where Artie worked this year.
I worked there.
Mm-hmm. And this one day, the dude who usually, like, handles the section where all the drinks are, and not just the alcoholic drinks, but, like, water, sodas, lamonades.
I know for your second batch.
Yeah, he was absent, so I needed to take over, like, stocking those shelves. And when I was, like, taking all the, like, sodas out of their wrappings and all the waters out of their wrappings, my hand slipped, and I ended up poking this, like, giant-ass hole in one of the big water bottles.
I hate the fact I know which one you're talking about.
Wait, you found that one?
Yeah, I did.
That's from last year!
And I still haven't gotten rid of it, damn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's still there.
I placed it all the way at the back of the shelf so no one would see.
It's like in the back corner.
In the back corner.
It's not even a shelf, it's on the ground.
I am losing my mind.
Yeah, so funny stories, ha ha ha. Anyways, but yes, back to this. So, do I want to lose my career but never struggle with opening jars of pickles or jars of jam? Or have a successful career and struggle to open anything up and get anything done in my house that requires physical work?
I mean, do you know this, like, device called the Robo-Twist?
But it requires me to spend money. I already have barely enough to survive.
Aren't you a shopaholic?
I mean, I only spent
this month. But you'll have a successful career, which means you'll have a lot of money.
Yes, but I will be saving that money. Don't you think?
For what?
It would be a really smart idea to save money for, like, emergencies. Like, emergency trips, emergency anything.
Who the fuck goes on an emergency trip?
Emergency vacay! You know?
When the
emergency
fuck?
Vacay to the Caribbean.
Unless I meet Jack Sparrow himself.
You might, actually. If you might go into acting, like, creative arts, you might actually have a chance to meet him at, like, an award show.
You got a point. No, because listen, having emergency money set to the side is actually very beneficial. I learned that last week.
Ah, why? Why is that?
Well, last week, one of my good friends, you know her, Kat, She texted me and she was like, dude, do you have a spare 55 euros? And I was like, technically, yes, I do. And she goes, good, because next year in November, there is going to be a Queen concert and I want to go with you. And I was like, well, shit, I got to buy tickets.
Oh, did I tell you? I got waitlisted for Taylor Swift tickets. I didn't get them. I got waitlisted.
But you got waitlisted, bitch. You still have a chance.
I do have a chance, but, like, the sale happens literally this week, like, in the rest of this week, I think. I haven't got an email saying that I have a chance of buying.
Hold out hope.
I mean, yeah, I'll hold out hope. There's also a chance maybe one of my family members got tickets, like my aunt or my potential uncle.
Okay, we got off track.
Again, yeah. I don't know. But love.
Want like the majority vote. Do you think that the majority of people like money or love more?
I think love. I think people might choose love. And I also think I might choose love. Because, you know, it's love.
That's cringe as hell. Like,
I mean, if I lose my career, I can always choose another career. Like, I can always go in a different career,
too. But will it
too.
Be successful?
I mean, if I fail in microbiology, I can go in the pharmaceutical way. And I'll still get a lot of money. And if both of those fail, I have content creation that I also can try my odds at. So,
you know, this is your choice. I'm gonna let you make it.
I have three French potential careers, so I'm gonna find love. No, I didn't get it.
It was close too.
It was 42 against 58. It was so close. God damn.
You see, more people like money.
I guess so. Anyways, it's your turn. Oh my god. Would you rather have the ability to breathe underwater or the ability to fall from any height without injury? I know which one I would answer, but I would let...
No, I know which one I want to answer too. But I feel like the answer that I would pick, the majority wouldn't pick.
Which one would you pick?
Underwater.
I mean, of course, it makes sense. Because, like, you're not going to find me near any heights since I'm afraid of them. And underwater would be useful.
It would be useful. Diving. I could find out if mermaids are real.
Then you could go find a lost submarine.
Oh my god, I could travel to the fucking Titanic.
Yeah. What'd you think? Come on.
My first thought was that, oh, I don't want the ability to not take injury if I fall, because that would... If my future plans don't work out, that's gonna be
embarrassing. Oh my god, don't stop. 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 For me, ability to fall from any height without injury would be inconvenient, since if I fell, like, off a tree, I would have an excuse to not do anything. So...
Why would you be climbing a tree?
To not do anything. To fall and not do anything. Duh. Obvious. I'll make a tree house. I could make a tree house. I love tree houses. Although they're high, I love tree houses. They're comfy.
I mean, I love tree houses too. We're getting off track again.
So
will choose to breathe underwater.
And
I swear to fucking God.
No, 52 to 58 again.
That's why I'm the minority.
Yeah, but I mean, why would people choose to not get an injury from falling? Like, it seems... I mean, I understand.
I don't know, maybe most people
maybe not as depressed as we are.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe.
And maybe not as clumsy as we are, too. So.
I'm not that clumsy. You're the fucking clumsy
one. Shut the fuck up. We're both clumsy.
When have you seen me be clumsy?
Around your crushes.
Fuck off!
I mean, we both are, so. I mean, I'm clumsy in general. But you're clumsy around your crushes, so.
When have you seen me be clumsy around a crush?
Ninth grade, eighth grade.
Ninth grade when?
There was one time, but I forgot completely about it. There was.
Who did I even have a crush on in ninth grade?
That's a good question. I do not remember. I have such a memory. I don't even remember what I did last year. Last 3 years for me are like mixing all together.
Yeah, same.
Like 2020 to like 2023, can't tell the difference. Nothing.
Because like in eighth grade, I had a girlfriend, and while I was crushing on her, I was a little clumsy.
You were clumsy. Anyways,
did you barely remember?
True. Yeah. We're getting off topic again.
Sorry. Whoops. So, bestie, would you rather be good at something but have no passion, or have a passion for something but not be good at it at all?
I think I'd rather have passion for something but not to be good at it, because, like, you know, have a passion for, like, singing, but not be good at it. I can always sing to myself. I love singing. I love music in general. Or, like, I love drawing, but I also, I'm also quite shit at it. And then, what else? I love chemistry. I really do. I have a certain passion for chemistry, but I...
Me too.
Like, I'd rather... do something I enjoy, in career-wise, in life, and not be good at it, rather than be good at something but have no soul for it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm choosing have a passion for something but not be good at it.
Ooh, let's see.
Oh no! Oh no! 37 to 63. Jesus Christ!
Oh my God!
How? What the fuck? People want money.
People are greedy. Skills.
Exactly, yeah. People want skills, not freaking happiness. Nobody who's taken this wants happiness.
Some argue that money brings happiness.
Well, I mean, yeah. But still, I'd rather do something I enjoy. Okay. True. Would you rather... be born in a rich but corrupt family, or be born in a poor but moral family. So basically, poor but have a fucking loving family, like supported by everything you do, or be in a rich family but who is basically my situation.
Yeah.
Where are there? So, but they're still together. Exactly. Like, they're still together, and like, so.
What?
Mhm.
I thought I spilled the hottest tea today. No. Holy shit!
Oh, honey, don't get me started on my family drama.
Oh my God!
I'm here like spilling, scorching hot tea.
Oh
like,
my God!
That tea is on. Fire.
Oh my fucking literally. God. But to answer this question, I'm gonna take it from a little bit of a logical perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with the rich family, because if they're rich, I can just order someone to build me a separate house from them, so I don't have to interact with them.
That is smart. You can always.
That's why I was
rich.
Top of my class.
So you try so rich but corrupt?
Yeah, I'm gonna make it rain.
And so did most of them. Although it is a close call.
It is pretty close, yeah.
It is pretty close, yeah.
Oh boy. Okay, would you rather post every text you've ever sent on the internet or post every phone call you ever had on the internet?
Oh, hun, why do I get the spicy ones? Why? Why me?
Shit.
I would have to go with the phone call because I would love anybody to not see my spicy texts, any of my grammar mistakes. Like, you see some of my misspellings.
Oh, yeah. Also, yes. I'm just thinking about this, like, the text conversations that we have.
Oh.
Honey. Yeah.
I don't talk on the phone a lot, so there's nothing there to hide. And, like, I don't call people a lot. I only call my family members, and that's all.
Yeah.
Phone calls it is. And, so, whoa, that's a lot. Most of the population.
Okay. I'm so glad to see we're being fucking reasonable here.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, this is interesting. Would you rather always have dry lips or always have dry eyes? I guess I have the worst in both worlds because I have both. But what would you choose?
Trying to think about this one. Because me personally, when I have dry eyes, it's very rare, but when it does, and when I do have them, it doesn't really irritate me that much. I have dry lips quite a lot. But I can't stand it, so I just end up like chewing the skin of my lips off, so then they become even more dry.
Same.
So I'm just gonna go with the eyes.
I would too. Because, like, only thing that happens when I have dry eyes. Oh my. Oh.
Bitch. People are sick fucks.
They are. So you didn't get that.
I didn't, no.
But I think most people are not used to dry eyes and they're, like, scared of the unknown of having dry eyes. For me, I'm used
pussies.
To it. Only thing that happens to me when I have dry eyes is I start tearing up. You know, it has happened around you. Like,
but also, like, with dry eyes, that would be like a blessing in disguise because it would help for very emotional theater plays.
Ah, so you're making it. They're using it to your advantage.
I'm making it profitable.
I see.
Oh my god. Alright, bestie. Would you rather always be right or always get what you want?
Of course I'm going to go with always get what I want, because being always right means that essentially I'm going to become a mansplainer. I don't want that. Hell no. It's going to start getting annoying. I'd rather be wrong to have an argument, you know?
Yeah, because like sometimes arguments are kind of fun.
They are fun.
We sound like horrible people.
We do, yeah. But always gets you what you want. That's useful. That is extremely useful, you know. So of course I'm trained to that. And of course, so did the most of the population.
Okay.
75-25.
We're being smart.
Finally
here.
Got a point.
Finally we have the same point. Amount of points.
Oh, really? Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Would you rather control weather with your mind or control animals with your mind? I don't know if you include humans, because humans are considered animals, by the way.
I know, bitch.
You're basic biology.
What do you take me for, a fucking buffoon?
I'm sorry.
Okay, let's think about this. Let's think about this.
Let's just think about this.
I feel like, if I were to control the weather with my mind, I feel like it would be both a blessing and a curse.
It would be. It would be like, Tio Peppa from Encanto, right?
Yeah. But she can't really control the weather. Her mood affects the weather.
Her mood does affect the weather.
For me, it's like, I don't really want to mess with the ecosystem.
I mean...
But it's already fucked, so...
So, yeah, you're not gonna really fuck it anymore. Like, you can call on rain, whenever your enemies are going on dates, on walks, maybe a thunderstorm or fucking hail. So...
A fucking sandstorm?!
Sandstorm is not likely in...
Okay, but like a hurricane. Like a hurricane.
But then again, you would also be affecting other people, not just your enemies.
But what if I just like made the hurricane like really tiny, specifically in their direction?
Still, Hurricane Katrina would not be...
More like Hurricane Tortilla.
No. Karen. Like, the heat wave is called Karen.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, I saw that on TikTok. It's called Karen.
Yep. But to be fair,
maybe send the Karen their ways.
I could, but with the mind control, I could fuck with them so much better.
True, but in the long run, would it be beneficial? Like,
yes.
if you ever decide to like date a farm girly or farm boy. You might want the rain. I'm thinking it also from that perspective.
Okay.
Also, if you have mind control, like mind control over animals and people, then maybe like the government might catch on.
Would they though?
Oh yeah, you can control.
What if I only use it? If I had mind control, I would use it on a very select few people.
Oh my god, in politics. It would solve all of the world's problems.
Oh my god.
This is such a hard choice. I thought it's gonna be easy, but oh, it turns out so hard.
Obviously, the politics thing and everything with, like, equal rights, that's important. And I would want to utilize mind control for that.
Yeah.
But the petty bitch side of me... 'Cause I have a whole plan.
Oh, you're going into politics?
Fuck no. Listen. The petty side of me, if I could control people's minds, oh my god. I just had such a revenge plan.
Oh my. I mean, not just people's, animals too. You can send animals.
I know.
Poisonous.
That's
snakes,
a part of the plan.
Poisonous. Oh.
That's a part of the plan. Hear me out. So, I don't want to name any names, but the bitch I was talking about today, you know the one.
Yeah.
I would suss out who is the absolute love of her life, which I already know who the love of her life is. It's my fucking ex. I would get them to date. I would control his mind to make him date her because he's obviously gay. I would make
that
them...
Would be homophobic. If he's gay, I actually might be homophobic.
No, but here's the thing. Okay, I'm gonna go into a little bit of a tangent, but I'll get back to my original point. Apparently, he has found himself a new girlfriend.
Already? How does he get bitches?
No, because
He's
right now
fucking ugly.
he has that fucking ugly ass haircut, but that's not the point. The point is he, as a gay man, decided to date a girl.
You know he's gay?
Look at him.
Yeah, it's no, but the haircut though.
I know the haircut throws you off, but me and my therapist have this theory that he broke up with me for his best friend. Shut the shush, shush, shush.
Calling you out.
But okay, back to the original point. I would get my fucking enemy and my ex to date. Then, when they've dated for like, I'll say like a year or two, I make him break up with her. While she's walking away from their breakup, I make a rabid dog attack her because she's scared of dogs. I make a pack of rabid dogs attack her. And when she's in the hospital, I make all the doctors give her the wrong prescription and the wrong treatment.
You're gonna kill her, literally.
Yes.
Damn, that's a holy revenge plan.
And that's why you don't mess with me.
Oh my.
Anyway,
So
I'm picking mind
animals?
control over animals.
Of course, of course. And sorry, most of the people are
Oh,
weather.
okay. Most people aren't as petty as
Well,
I am.
yeah. Okay.
Come on. All right,
What if I did
bestie.
neither? What if I did neither? Okay.
Okay, let's
Nah.
read out the question for those who are listening on Spotify or different apps. Would you rather host a party or attend a party? Can we
I don't like
skip this
either.
one?
I do not like either. I hate parties so much. But I guess that's the introvert in me.
Like, I'm very introverted as well, but once in a while I like going to a good party.
True. Like going party with a friend. I mean, I've hosted a few.
Yeah.
Let's say I do not like the effort of hosting a party.
Oh, I
You know,
fucking hate it.
there's so much that goes into that. And just
God.
attending a party, like attending, it depends on the party. If it's like a birthday party, you just have to get a gift. Like, you know, the person would like. So you know, right? And like
But
hosting a
also,
party, I mean, hosting a party.
if you're just attending a party, pretty much
We can
your
leave.
own yeah, you can leave at any
We can
time,
leave
but
anytime.
pretty much
Exactly.
your only responsibility is don't do property damage.
Yeah,
And
and don't be a bitch.
yes, exactly.
Yeah, don't start drama where there doesn't need to
Yeah.
be.
Yeah, exactly.
So of course it's attending a party. Duh.
Okay.
Of course, majority agreed with me.
Yeah.
Oh no. Would you rather live without social media, example Instagram, Twitter, or live without video streaming platforms, example YouTube, Netflix, and other.
Okay.
This is hard.
For me, I mean, I know what I would answer, but I'm thinking about the majority.
Yeah, I'm thinking of
Because
majority.
I use YouTube quite a lot.
Same. Same here.
I have a Twitter, but I don't use it. I don't go on there. The
I got
only
Twitter
reason.
verified. I
What?
bought Twitter verified for a
Oh my
month.
God.
I got Twitter verified for a month.
Oh my God.
It's
Best.
funny. It's a funny meme, all right? I wanted to try it out, all the perks. And let me say it, the 9 euros is not worth it. It's not worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I fucking guessed. So
try it out.
I mean, the only reason I have Twitter to begin with is to keep up with when the release date of my favorite anime's reboot is, and once it's confirmed, I'm deleting that shit.
Oh, but also there are Genshin codes on Twitter published.
I mean, there are they. I could also find them on Genshin Helper.
True. Oh, you can. I don't have a Genshin Helper because I'm on Apple, not Android.
So, live without social media.
All right. And you got the majority.
Good.
Yeah. Like, I can't live without, like, YouTube, because if I plan to be a content creator, I need YouTube. But then again, I spend so much time on social media.
Like, true, I'm planning on being an actor, which, if I do TV roles, then...
You need YouTube.
Yeah, and how ironically would it be if I star in a movie, but I can't watch it? So, would you rather communicate with your past self, or communicate with your future self?
So here comes like a paradox, right? If I communicate with my future self, it's I can make there could be like a time paradox in which I would make certain choices to not become that reality, and like I don't want to spoil what happens, right? I don't want to spoil my life, right? I wouldn't want to spoil
that. I didn't know your life was a fucking webtoon.
It's not, but I'd rather not spoil anything for myself. Like, if there's love, I would like to not wait on that moment, because I would be aware that I would like, it fucks me up, because I, in theory, I would be aware that that's a possibility, that love can happen, and I will be counting on it and waiting for it, and for me, consciously knowing about it, that might not happen. So I think by communicating with my past self, I could not make the mistakes that I once made, like not repeat history, essentially, you know?
I do know, but to be fair, if you
also cheat on tests. You know?
I know, but I'm like thinking, like, how far in the past and future are we talking?
I don't know, it doesn't say.
Doesn't say?
It doesn't say.
Well, if you communicate with your past self, I feel like a time paradox could also happen, because if your past self, what if your past self sees you and he's like, damn, bitch, I'm this?
Oh my god, again, that would mean my past communicates with my present self, except for which would be their future self. But for me, I think communicate with my past self, I would see it in like the future, like the past is already set in stone, and the future is for me to control. I see it as that. And for me, I would be like reading what I knew previously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, but what if you went back into the past and like
It doesn't say going in the past. It says,
well, yeah,
maybe like.
But what if you communicate? Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Like, I would think as in, can we come to your past self as in like a text thread of what happened, like just texting with each other, calling, maybe something more like that, not going into the past.
Well, yeah.
And making changes, you know?
Yeah.
I would think past, but then again, there's so much what ifs and so much paradoxes could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in the majority. Yeah, I'm not. Knew it. Oh no. would you rather be unable to listen to new movies, new music?
Music.
Or be unable to listen, to re-listen to music?
Bitch.
For this one, I think, let's clarify that new music counts as, like, an artist's latest, like, song or an album. Latest single or not album. So let's think about that. So, essentially, I would not be able to listen to Taylor Swift's Speak Now, Taylor's version, because it's the latest album.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be able to listen to Youngblood's newest album.
Yeah. But then again, if you choose to not be able to re-listen to music, you can just listen to it.
Oh, that fucking sucks.
Once in your lifetime. I think. Yeah. You know, the obvious choice.
I mean, okay, the thing that gives me a little bit of relief is that, like, some of my favorite music artists are dead, so no more music from them, so.
I mean, yeah, considering that.
All right.
A little longer for new music, I guess.
Yeah.
You'll be essentially stuck in the past a bit. Unless they release, like, different versions of, like, albums, as in, like, a deluxe edition, or, like, some add-ons to an album, you know?
Yeah.
So, new music, or never listen to.
Okay, be unable to listen to new music.
And you would be in the majority.
Good. Interesting.
This is a choice.
All right.
And I think it's awesome.
Would you rather wear a face mask for the rest of your life or wear goggles for the rest of your life?
I think face masks for sure. Right? Essentially, my way of being an introvert. And goggles.
I mean, not I'll only. Think...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people look hotter with face masks.
I know, right? Oh my. Especially those black ones. Like,
oh my god.
All black attire, like mafia style. And then a black face mask. Dead.
But think about it this way. If when you get, like, a boyfriend, you'll have to kiss him through the mask.
Oh, fuck. And, like, goggles, I think not... It doesn't say glasses. It says goggles. So, like, strap over eyes goggles.
Yeah, like swimming goggles.
I would more think I would be able to, like, customize the goggles to, like, make them stylish, you know.
Yeah, okay. This is for my anime fans. So, everyone who's watched the anime Free and Haikyuu will know that even guys with goggles can riz up the fandom.
So, masks would be if I would remain single for the rest of my life. Goggles would be if I chose to love somebody. I think, like, I would personally choose goggles, but I think the majority would do face masks.
Yeah, because also, you know, the pandemic. Like,
exactly, yeah. And I think most people, don't overthink it like we do. Okay, so never lose anything or never break. I, like, never lose. Order, never break. I would be a... I would never have to replace anything. Not my phone, not a vase if I broke it, you know? So I think I would never break anything.
But hold on. Okay.
Why?
Because I was thinking about it from, like, a slightly different angle. If you were to never lose anything, like... You would never lose, like, any friends. You would never lose, like, a lover.
Oh, no. Actually, I would love to lose a lover if they're toxic, so...
True.
So I'd rather never break anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I was not the majority. Damn.
Oh my.
Damn. Okay, but today I think that is it. Right?
That is
it. Oh my. We had a lot to talk about. Damn.
We did.
We did. This was fun. I would love to do it again.
Oh my god. Maybe someday we'll do a part two.
Yeah. Okay, before we go, I have some ideas I want to propose to you, Marsh.
Ooh.
One of them being the point system for episodes, right? We would award points to each other, essentially, right? Just like Distractable does. Something similar to that. And whoever, like, won an episode would choose the next theme. I'm thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Mm. That sounds fun.
It does sound fun. And I know it does.
Okay.
What else did I want to bring up? There was something else. Oh, yeah. What would you think if maybe we ask a person to join us? I don't have anybody in mind yet, but like if we had like guests on, what would you think about
that? Oh, a guest appearance.
A guest appearance, yeah. What would you think?
I think that would be so fun.
It would be fun. It would be a lot of fun. I have one in mind, but I haven't asked them yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Rin.
Oh my god, Rin would be so fun here.
It would be so funny. But we would have to like choose like a theme for him. Like, I think he's good at. Okay.
Biased.
Anyways, I think that is all for today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for today. That is all. Thank you all for watching or listening. You can find us on Spotify, like YouTube, any podcasting platform. Platforms. But the video is only available on Spotify and YouTube. So if you want to go subscribe to youtube.com/deepdivethepod or on Spotify Deep Dive, it would mean a lot to us. Anyways, I'm Marsh.
Yeah.
I'm not Marsh.
Oh my god, identity theft.
I was about to say that. Oh, anyways. I'm Marty.
I'm Marsh.
Yeah. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
And now, bloopers. Exactly. Hold on. I'm gonna pause it this way because I need to get a charger for my phone.
Okay. This is for editing, Artie. I see you in the background with that famous lamp. You've seen the famous lamp posts on Reddit. Future Artie editing. He's editing. He's upside down. He's upside down. He's turning the camera. He's gonna have to answer the question that I ask him.
Oh, come on.
He's still upside down.
Hold on.
He's upside down.
I'll be right back, I think.
He's going
somewhere.
Please
rotate.
He's showing his mic. He's rotating.
Come on, rotate already.
He's upside down. He's upside down. Is he upside down, though? That is for editing, Artie. You're upside down. Bestie, you're upside down. And he left the call.